Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language, depictions of violence, and graphic content. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised.
Little boy. Come on, this way. Hey, boy, come on.
In Whitechapel was discovered this morning and declared by senior police officers as a sexually explicit gruesome killing with ruthless bloodlust.
Body count increasing and the telltale sexual brutality is casting a fearful cloud.
Media frenzy as the police deliver their report on the killing of Mark Allen.
Tonight she made her presence known on social media as Jackie the Ritter.
Whitechapel in East London is home to not a manhunt, but a womanhunt.
Scotland Yard have refused to comment.
The global scrutiny of Scotland Yard, the
mayor. World media have gathered to the site of 29 Hanbury Street, the scene of another brutal murder by Jackie the Ripper.
Are we safe? Are we actually going to be safe?
And you've got this devil woman, quite frankly, going around.
The British police continue their search for Jackie the Ripper.
Jackie la Destripadora está asesinando hombres y
mujeres. It's scary.
I like her. She's got style.
Where are they? I've not seen them. This isn't a podcast, is it? Or an audiobook or whatever.
No, not at all. Testing, this is Jill Hunter. Actually, Detective, could you just give me a sound check?
Yeah, sure. This is Detective Freddie Abilene. Testing, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Oh, I might just move you closer if that's all right.
Yeah, no worries. how's that?
Perfect.
So, why are we recording this?
This is just for my records, for when I sit down to write the book.
Right, and the notepad?
I like to be thorough.
Sure.
Okay, so, take me to the beginning.
So, I was born in Homerton Hospital, modest background. My father was quite a brilliant man.
No, take me to the first murder, Mark Allen Nichols.
Oh, right, yeah, sorry. is there not going to be a sort of character background thing so people know who I am?
Let's cover the murders, and then we'll give you a bit more depth as a character.
Right. Well, yeah, it still starts with my father, actually.
That sounds like another character depth bit. I just want to talk about the murders at first.
But listen, I got back from his funeral that evening, and I'd been off from work since shortly before he passed away.
This is character background.
It's not!
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I had a rough night, and early the next morning on the 31st of August, I was feeling a bit worse for wear.
Shit-faced.
Excuse me?
An officer on duty had reported at the time that you were shit-faced and hanging out of your ass.
Well, that's not true. You know, okay, look, I was a bit delicate, you know, emotionally, physically, and alcoholically. Anyway, I had received a call early in the morning. You know, I worked for Scotland Yard at the time, but this call came from the City of London Police.
Why?
Nobody ever told me why.
So you should have been dispatched by Scotland Yard, is that right?
That's correct. I made my way over to Whitechapel and, yeah, the officer on duty, PC Jonas Meisen, he informed me of what had happened.
We can't find his cock, but the victim has had his bollocks chopped off and put in the bin.
In the bin?
Yeah, well, one's in the rubbish bin. The other is in the recycling next to it.
In the recycling? You mean with the paper and the plastic?
Paper, plastic, glass, metal, yeah.
Huh. That's not allowed.
Well, it's organic waste.
So?
You can put that in either.
I'm not sure about that. Jonas, where are the Met officers?
Understaffed. Half of them on strike. Quite an expression on his face, isn't it? Sheer bloody terror.
The bloke's just been neutered behind a tube station, Jonas. I forgive him the panicked expression.
Look at him. Stiff as a board.
Hmm. Okay, where's his dog? His dog, he's got dog poo bags in his pocket. Size large. These look like Labrador hairs on his jeans. Who walks a Labrador in Whitechapel?
Officer Maybrick, can we just grab you for a second?
Still got his AirPods in his ears.
What's up? Oh, hi, Freddie. You're back.
I'm not back, actually, Sally. I'm at Scotland Yard now.
You on strike as well?
Does it look like I'm on strike?
You look smart. Is that the dress code at Scotland Yard these days?
I've been at a funeral.
Oh, God, your dad. I knew that. Sorry. How is he? He's dead. I mean, how are you?
Detective Abberline has a question.
Not that it matters, but it's Lead Detective Abberline of Scotland Yard.
You can put organic waste in either rubbish or recycling, can't you?
Yeah.
Right, well, I just thought you needed the little food waste bin with the plastic bag.
You cannot use a plastic bag. You have to use a compostable polymer bag.
Oh, OK, fine. I thought you needed the little food waste bin with the compostable polymer bag for organic waste.
They should take organic waste in any receptacle.
Yeah, they wouldn't on my street.
Any sign of his cock?
Nope.
Yeah, it'll turn up.
Right, so, victim is a male, sort of. Was a male. Looks early 40s. He's been cut across the throat, then had his genitalia removed and subsequently dispersed within the local vicinity, most notably the recycling and rubbish receptacles of the Costa Coffee next to Whitechapel Tube Station, specifically a bollock per bin.
I think those bins belong to the station.
No, Whitechapel Station has a separate lockup for its bins.
You sure?
Well, I've had the misfortune of living and working in this miserable corner of London for 20 years, Sally, trust me.
What's wrong with Whitechapel? I think it's quite nice.
Well, let's ask our friend here, shall we? All right, mate, nice area to get your cock and bollocks ripped off, isn't it? Unfortunately for me, though, mate, I don't really like Costa, and I'd rather you'd staggered another 30 yards up the road and collapse next to the Pret, so thanks for nothing.
I'm going to have to put that in my report.
Good.
I'll just put detective was hostile towards the victim.
I'm lead detective, but at Scotland Yard, Jonas, not City of London Police. In fact, you should be taking notes for the detective who gets assigned this case. Where's the bloody Met?
Why dispose of the balls but keep the penis?
Yeah, why indeed? But like I say, that is a question for your detective, not me. Have the Crossrail workers seen anything?
They don't arrive on site until 10 a.m.
Well, that explains a lot, doesn't it? Come on.
Oh, such a mess.
What, Crossrail or the victim? Pick up the bloody phone.
Who's the man that kills so violently, then removes the victim's balls and hides his...
Shaft, you're damn right.
This is the office of Sir Charles Warren. Please leave a message and we'll get back to you.
Yes, this is Detective Abberline, Lead Detective Abberline. Can you tell him to call me back? Thank you.
Are we certain it was a man?
You think this was done by a woman?
Well, we've got a very clear disregard for the protocol of taking out the bins, so we could be dealing with a woman, yes.
My wife takes out the bins.
I was joking, Jonas. Jesus. Let's set up a perimeter. Yeah, get that road closed off too.
It's rush hour.
So? It's a one-way system.
Yeah, but cyclists use it
a
lot.
Yeah, they use it going both directions, so fuck them. Thanks, Sally. Close the road now.
Where are you going?
To find you a detective. In the meantime, have all this mess shielded from view. Oh, and Jonas, keep an eye out for his cock.
Get
Detective Aberline. You're back.
Hi, Angela. I'm not actually back.
What brings you back to City of London Police?
No, I'm not back. I'm just looking for whoever's in charge here.
Is that not you?
I've been gone for 3 years. I'm lead detective at Scotland Yard.
Oh, good for you. Is that why you're dressed so smart?
Yeah, thanks. Who's Chief Inspector?
We're still getting your post. You can pick it up now you're back.
I'm not back. God, who's Chief Inspector here now?
Oh, I guess it's Donna.
Great. Can you call up to Donna, tell her I'm coming up to see her?
What about your post?
Oh, just forward it to my office at Scotland Yard.
Right, this is a 1035 case. The CIM reports that the AP is Mark Allen Nichols, 43 years of age, single, runs a remote workspace in Shadwell. Was out walking his dog, a Labrador, when he was stabbed. First off, a 6mm incision into the infraspinatus.
It's just a shoulder blade, you stupid twat.
Detective Aberline. Officers, this is your SIO.
Hi, Henry.
Would you take a seat, Detective?
Detective Aberline. I'm actually not on this case.
Why is that?
It's just a misunderstanding. Okay, look, none of you should be on this case, by the way. That body was found in Metropolitan Police jurisdiction.
Hey, I'm sorry to hear about your dad.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you.
Are you here for an MHO?
A what?
It's a mental health officer.
Just something else.
Would you mind joining the briefing and give us some further details?
Well, I'm the lead detective at Scotland Yard, so I take my directives from them. But best of luck with the investigation, everybody. Good to see you.
You know, we're still getting your post.
You can keep it. Donna!
Roger. Nichols had his throat cut.
Mark.
Sorry, what was that?
It's Mark Allen Nichols.
No. I was saying Roger to confirm your reply about the post.
Right, of course.
That's okay, let's see. Right. Mr. Mark Allen Nichols had his trachea, vocal fold and esophagus cut.
For anyone who didn't get that.
Shortly after, his testicles and penis were removed. Following an ASNT, the penis is yet to be located, but the right testicle was found in a recycling receptacle and the left in a conventional rubbish disposal. So, it's worth checking the SOR ASAP.
The other way round.
Sorry, what's that, Aberline?
The left bollock was in recycling, the right was in conventional rubbish disposal.
Roger that. 10-4. As the SIO here, Detective Aberline, ID 43519, has just said...
I'm not the SIO.
Oh, you're not? Is that a code 11?
Henry, just try and have a normal conversation, for heaven's sake.
Understood, Aberline, understood. Is there anything else you can share on the AP?
AP? Do you even know what that means, Henry?
Yeah. Do you?
It means aggrieved person.
I know that, yeah.
He didn't graze his knee, he's the victim, mate.
Yep, 10-4. The victim's DOG. Oh, sorry, that's dog. His dog has been found in St. George's Gardens around half a mile away, and we have lab results from the scene and indeed the dog.
Henry, where's Donna?
Chief Inspector Swanson.
Well, I know her as Donna, so...
You know, you can discuss matters with me. I am APC for the CLP.
I have no idea what you just said.
Acting Police Commissioner for City of London Police.
Well, if you could drop the act for a second and tell me where she is, I'd appreciate it.
She's in the morgue.
Dead or alive?
Alive.
Ah, that is a shame.
It was good to see you again, Aberline. We could maybe catch up over code 4.
Is that a beer?
That's a lunch break.
Sounds lovely, but I'm going to speak to Donna after I go for a code 2. Hello? Hello?
Over here.
Why are you whispering?
I don't want to wake the dead now, do I?
Look, I don't know why I got called down to that this morning.
Sorry to hear about your dad.
Yeah, well, he, you know, difficult a few months before the end. Donna, so I'm Scotland Yard now.
Don't put your hand there!
Oh, God.
He's leaking from the groin.
What can I say? It must be my new aftershave.
What aftershave is that? Oda Pisshead.
All right, I've had a tough week.
So you've met my friend, Mark Allen Nichols?
Yes, I met him this morning. How you doing, Mark? You still dead? Righto. Donna.
Nasty way to go, eh, Freddie? Walking around, minding his own business, then bang, throat opened up, killed, debollocked, then uncocked for good measure.
Actually, I think he was debollocked and uncocked before he died.
What makes you say that?
I can tell by his face.
Oh, yeah. How's that work, Sherlock?
Because he has the expression of a man who watched his cock and bollocks get ripped off. That's how that works, Watson.
I'm not Watson. You're Watson.
How am I Watson? I was promoted before you. Promoted to the Met. This is their case. Why are the City of London Police involved?
Yeah, well, we know why you were promoted, though, don't we? You've got what Mark doesn't.
What's that?
A cock and balls.
Oh, of course, yeah, I got promoted because I'm a bloke. Shut up, Donna, please. You're embarrassing yourself.
In front of all the corpses. What was I saying before you cut me off?
Hey, don't say cut me off in front of Mark.
So, yeah. Initial blow in the shoulder. Pretty rushed. Scrappy. Maybe Mark tried to defend himself. Then a nice clean swipe across the throat. Blood spraying out like a burst pipe, I would imagine. Then the killer whips off the goods.
Yeah, I know all this. I scraped the signature blend coffee beans from his scrotum.
Didn't have you pinned down as a scrotum scraper, Freddie.
Yeah, well, needs must.
How has no CCTV or witnesses in central London seen a blood-drenched psychopath with a knife in one hand and a cock in the other?
It's not central London.
Yes it is.
No it isn't.
I have a central London flat. I live in Whitechapel. It's congestion-charged territory.
It's not congestion-charged territory, and you have an East London flat.
Okay, it's ultra-low emission zone then.
That's the same area as congestion charge.
Whitechapel is congestion charge, mate.
Donna, mate, congestion charge doesn't affect anything east of Commercial Street. The moment, no, the inch, the very millimetre, the first atom where Aldgate High Street turns into Whitechapel High Street is the end of the congestion charge. It's the end of central London, it's the end of ultra-low emission zone, and it's the start of East London and the fucking Zone 2 travel card. All right, I'm the bloody Met, you're City of London Police, I'm right. What?
Forgot how well you knew Whitechapel.
Don't start.
Here.
What's that?
His phone.
Great, Donna.
Can you see that notification on the homepage?
Yeah.
Open Table. Do you know it?
Open Table. Yeah. Yeah, it's for table reservations.
The notification here is asking Mr. Nichols for a review of his meal at a local Vietnamese restaurant.
Lovely. Look forward to reading it. I need to get back to Scotland Yard.
I contacted the restaurant. He never arrived at his table.
Yeah, he arrived on this table, that's why. Thanks for joining us again, Mark. See you later.
He was murdered at 2 a.m. The table was booked for 7. His date turned up, though.
And he stood him up?
Her, we believe.
Huh. Why stand someone up just to have a quiet night in and take the dog for a walk?
Bizarre. And yeah, the dog. The dog is missing. A black lab. He was walking in without a lead, it would seem.
They found him in St. George's Gardens. The DNA results have come back, too.
Ah, good. What's the lab saying?
I don't know. Woof?
No, the laboratory. The DNA results, not the fucking dog.
Oh, don't know. Actually, it's not really my job anymore. I just overheard Henry in his briefing for the... Look, if this gets passed over to Scotland Yard, then I'm
Freddie,
happy to...
you know Whitechapel better than anyone.
No, I hate Whitechapel better than anyone.
You walked those streets for 20 years.
Yeah, because I couldn't afford a car.
Your dad was born and raised there. You know the place.
I'm not going to go on some wild knob chase through East London. That's not my job anymore.
No, you're right. I have your job now, and as part of my job, I put in a request to Scotland Yard for your services. The Met feel that a force of City of London officers headed by yourself...
Are you kidding me?
Freddie, shh!
They're not going to wake up!
Look, could you just...
Why would you do that, Donna?
Freddie, listen.
It's Lead Detective Frederick Aberline, okay? I'm your superior. I'm Scotland bloody Yard. I'm Sherlock! What?
Scotland Yard will tell you to stay on this case.
Then I will wait to be told by the Chief Inspector of Scotland Yard, not the City of London Police, not bloody Paw Patrol, my first police force, a band of community support officers and traffic wardens.
There is a man next to us who has been brutally murdered and dismembered.
Well, go and find his member then. Jesus Christ. Ah, but we've kept his AirPods in, I see. What's he listening to? Death metal? Zombie Nation?
Calm down.
Freddie Aberline.
Aberline, it's Commissioner Warren.
It's Sir Charles Warren.
Oh, I'm really scared.
Met Police Commissioner, Sir Charles Warren. All right, that's the level of personnel I deal with, yeah? You cool with that? You hear that, Mark, with your stupid AirPod?
Twat.
Aberline, you there?
Sir Charles, how are you?
Very good. Listen, Aberline, this grisly situation in Whitechapel.
Yeah.
The testicular incident, and now this manhunt for this chap's manhood. All rather nasty stuff.
Yeah, it is. It is, yeah. I've compiled a brief report for the City of London Police. They need to hand this to the Met. Whitechapel's the Met's district.
Yes, well, we have, political problems at the Met these days.
Yeah, the strikes, yeah, yeah. Well, look, Sir Charles...
City of London will be dealing with it in the short term. I've been in discussions with their team, and we all believe you're best placed to head up this investigation. Aberline?
Sir Charles, it's just some maniac with a knife. I'm sure they can handle it.
Abilene, you're on the case. Don't let us down. You have a press briefing at 4. Take care.
How is Sir Charlie? Did he mention me?
I'm not doing it.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
I think you are.
I think I'm not.
You've got a very clear disregard for the protocol of taking out the bin.
What is that?
We could be dealing with a woman, yes.
We can't have that kind of sexist language bandied around by such a senior officer, Freddie.
Oh, it was a joke.
Yeah, a joke at the expense of women.
Well, it would seem the joke is at the expense of me.
Yes, it would. We don't want this going any further, do we?
God's sake.
Come on, Freddie. Like the old times. Except this time around, I'm your boss. See you at the press briefing. Oh, and Angela says you need to collect your post from the front desk.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks a lot, mate. Stupid dead twat. Oh, great. That's just great.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the summer to expand your horizons. You've had enough staying home. You've had enough confinement. It's time to explore. But before you set foot out the door, set foot in the ultimate travel shoes from Allbirds, like the breathable, silky, smooth tree runner, the responsive foam and extra grip of the tree dasher, or the classic low-top look of the Tree Piper. Allbirds has a shoe ready for whatever adventures you have planned. Whether you're traveling to the ends of the earth or settling in for a staycation, you need a shoe that's versatile enough to go with any outfit, durable enough to wear over any terrain, and lightweight enough to make packing a breeze. Being made from insanely comfortable, breezy eucalyptus fiber is a plus, too. When you wear Allbirds tree shoes, you're in vacation mode before you even leave the house. They're the only shoes your suitcase needs. Boarding pass? Check. Passport? Check. The perfect travel shoe? Check. Find your perfect pair of tree dashers, runners, pipers, and more at allbirds.com. That's allbirds.com.
So Chief Inspector Donna Swanson, she insisted you were on the case?
Yeah.
Does she have the power to do that?
Well, Scotland Yard gave her the authority to do so, yeah. The Metropolitan Police strike gave City of London some powers outside the Square Mile.
The Square Mile is...
The City of London. Basically a ceremonial county in the heart of the capital, kind of like a district, but outside the Greater London Authority, full of bankers. It's probably all for tax purposes, I don't bloody know.
So, the press briefing. I was present for that, obviously. In your opinion, did Jackie know the briefing was taking place?
How could she have known?
Is that a no? It's audio.
So?
So your shrug doesn't really help me.
Then just note down that I shrugged.
Talk me through the briefing.
Well, you're a journalist. You were there.
Freddie, is there something wrong?
Just recounting this whole thing is...
I know it's hard.
Yeah.
Just take me through your process for the briefing and when we first heard from Jackie.
Well, before that, I decided to visit the date in Shadwell.
The date? The date that Mr. Nichols stood up?
That's correct.
Oh, did you meet her?
No, but I met her husband.
Hello there, sir. I'm looking for Jennifer Letchmere.
Yes, that's my wife.
Right. Could I speak to her, please?
She's unavailable.
Do you have an inclination of when she'd be available?
Nope.
Sir, my name is Frederick Aberline. I'm the lead detective at Scotland Yard. I have some questions for your wife. Questions that need answering right now.
She's unavailable.
Is she working?
Nope.
Sir, I'd just like to inform you that this is a police investigation.
Noted.
Your wife has been dating other men, Mr. Letchmere. With your help, I can narrow down why one of those men is now dead. Do you understand?
I know.
Excuse me?
I know.
You forced entry?
That's right.
Is that allowed?
I noticed that under his robe, Mr. Letchmere was concealing something.
A knife?
An erection.
Hmm.
It would seem the topic of conversation had aroused him. Inside, I found some mattresses with an improvised lighting and camera rig.
Jesus.
So I took him into custody and had Dr. Helson investigate Mr. Letchmere's sexual proclivities.
You twat!
He's a cuckold.
A what?
A cuckold.
A man whose wife is cheating on him.
Twats! Well, yeah, I worked that one out, Alyssa.
Freddy, the press briefing.
Yeah, I know. Thank you, anybody. Chief Inspector.
It doesn't look like you know. Looks like you're standing around chatting.
Can't even cut a bloody lemon, let alone a man.
Chief Inspector Donna Swanson, this is Forensic Psychologist Alyssa Helson. Forensic Psychologist Alyssa Helson, this is Chief Inspector Donna Swanson.
Pleasure. Hi. Freddy, press briefing, now.
I want a lawyer right now!
The press can wait.
Can they?
And a cup of tea!
Look at that.
BuzzFeed.
No sugar!
They do news. I thought they did, like, top 12 botched suicides. You won't believe number 3.
Absolute twats!
Just read it.
Fright Chapel, more than just a cock and balls story. I get it, Donna, scintillating journalism.
This is against my civil liberties, I think.
Police are on the lookout for the Ripper.
The Ripper?
Yeah, Ripper. The Ripper. The person who ripped the genitals off the Rippee, Mr. Nichols.
Right, well, I think we have your Ripper.
This guy.
You're gonna go to the Daily Telegraph about this! That's right! The Daily Bloody Telegraph, then you'll see, you twat!
This guy indeed.
What?
Charles Letchmere.
Thank you for the tea.
Husband of Jennifer, our mysterious date. Billy No Mates in the Vietnamese restaurant. Stood up by Billy No Balls in the morgue.
Tie down a bit, isn't it? Jesus, top it up a bit, will you?
Stood up?
Right.
Why?
Probably
yet,
because
mate.
Charles Letchmere right here got a hold of him first.
Letchmere isn't your Ripper.
Alyssa, I told him of the murder and he got a boner. What more do you want?
He was aroused by his wife cheating on him.
For Christ's sake.
What's going on?
It's just speculation.
I'll hear from the qualified doctor, please. Then you can mansplain to me if my brain is too teeny tiny to understand.
How is me doing my job mansplaining?
Oh, shush.
Mr. Letchmere is a cuckold. He gets sexual arousal from his wife being intimate with other men. He often subjugates himself to punishment and humiliation by his wife and her sexual partners. Here, Freddy, give me your phone.
Hey, what are you doing? Wait, excuse me, sorry. Can you not access Pornhub on my work phone, please?
This is a premium account.
Don't be ridiculous.
It's logged in.
Nonsense. Must be someone else's phone I've picked up by mistake.
Welcome back to Pornhub, Freddy, to see the latest uploads from your
Can
favorite...
we get on with it, please, Dr. Helson?
Okay, fine. So, if I search here, cuckold, wife, London, tits...
Goodness sake.
Aha, here. Look. See?
That's Jennifer.
And that's Charles. Jesus, how many videos have they made?
Every time she gets a date, they come back to the flat and they make a little film.
Let him go.
Donna, come on. If anything, this proves my point. He's mental and his wife is.
I want a lawyer right now!
Being horny isn't punishable by law, Freddy. Believe me. Let him go.
Shit.
Press briefing, now.
Thank you, Dr. Helson.
Pleasure.
God, you know, it's a shame that I don't get off on humiliation, because right now I'd be absolutely...
Stiff as a board.
Stiff as a board, covered in blood. His bits are in the bins.
Yeah, I heard.
Awful. Really awful.
Jonas.
Aberline, Angela at front desk is looking for you. She has your post.
Yes, I know.
Chief Inspector Swanson, press briefing in T-minus 2 minutes.
Yeah, thanks, Officer Meisen. Detective Aberline, this is Priya.
Hi.
Priya's our press officer. She started last week.
Great. Hi, Priya.
Detective, hi. Okay, so a few pointers and key topics we want to hit.
Key topics, like the facts surrounding the case, you
Not
mean?
Not
all the facts. Let's just stick to this script here and make sure you push the social channels.
Social channels?
Facebook, Twitter,
yeah.
Instagram, YouTube, Tumblr, Reddit, LinkedIn, TikTok.
TikTok?
The public can use this hashtag to stay informed and provide information on the case.
No, no bloody hashtags.
It just allows us to monitor the conversation on the Ripper. We want to make sure the broadcasters use the hashtag too. Good Morning Britain are doing a piece tomorrow.
T-minus 1 minute.
Stop saying T-minus.
Jonas, can I get a coffee, please?
Oh, they'll want a description of the missing evidence.
Missing evidence? There's no missing evidence.
His penis?
I'm not giving a description of his penis.
Based on some research into previous relationships, we're looking for UK male average, 2 inches flaccid.
Black or white?
I beg your pardon? What, so I get implicated for sexism and now we're just flouting racial stereotypes in the office, are we? Are we, Jonas? It's unacceptable. Totally, totally unacceptable.
Black, one sugar, please, Jonas.
Oh.
Do you have any more questions for Priya, Freddy?
Yeah, perhaps we could get a sketch artist to depict Mr. Nichols' missing cock. Huh? Yeah, how about that? You know, perhaps a 3D render. Try it with a, oh, I don't know, like a moustache and one with a pair of glasses, because you never know.
Freddy.
Press briefing in T-minus 30 seconds.
Stop with your bloody T-minus.
Jonas, get Detective Aberlay. A drink.
Yeah, T-minus sugar. Now fuck off.
That is a fellow officer you're speaking to?
Yeah, well, it serves him right for snitching on me this morning. Let's get this over and done with.
Freddy!
Afternoon, everybody. Thank you for your patience. So, in the early hours of the morning on the 31st of August... Due to the Met Police staffing issues, City of London Police discovered the body of Mark Allen Nichols on Durwood Street in Whitechapel. Mr. Nichols had suffered an initial puncture wound to the shoulder blade, followed by a fatal laceration to the throat and the subsequent removal and disposal of his genitals. With my assistance from Scotland Yard, I have secured a suspect in custody on behalf of City of London Police. We'll be interviewing the suspect over the next 24 hours. If anybody has, if there's any questions, obviously, I don't actually work for City of London Police. I'm Scotland Yard. At this point in time, we can't divulge too much. Is something more important going on?
Thank you, everybody. We'll have a further statement shortly.
I lost the room a bit there. Was it my delivery? I thought I got some good momentum and... what's wrong?
Look, YouTube.
I heard the police have caught me. Aren't they clever? Mark was a good boy. Didn't scream too loud. Nice soft neck.
His scrotum took some effort, but... I may have been a little too excited. I see you're all enjoying my work. Lots of engagement online, plenty of articles out there I've enjoyed reading, so thanks for that.
I'll keep going whilst my knife is sharp enough. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Lots of love.
Jackie the Ripper.
Jesus fucking Christ.
We need to let Mr. Lechmere go.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
I'm going back to the crime scene.
Why?
To figure out what the bloody hell is going on.
Freddy, we've got everything we need here.
You drag me in here because I'm some sort of expert on Whitechapel, so let me go back into Whitechapel, Donna. I'm not here to sit behind a desk and make calls.
Freddy, I've got your post.
All right, all fucking right. I'll open the bloody post, shall I? Ooh, look at that. A change to my payment plan at Vodafone. Wowee, what do we have here? Properties in Whitechapel. How exciting. Oh, and this one. Goodness me, a Tesco voucher. I can't believe... Oh, actually, that's quite a good one. Ooh, and a big parcel here. Lovely. It's like Christmas Day, Angela. It's like fucking Christmas Day.
Freddy? What's wrong?
It's always in the last place you look. Lots of love, Jackie.
Freddy, what is that?
That would be the severed penis of Mark Allen Nichols.
Jackie the Ripper starred Paul Waggett as Freddy Aberline, Jennifer Tierney as Donna Swanson, Akushla Tarakupe as Jill Hunter, Adam Jarrell as Henry Smith, Helena Doughty as Sally Maybrick, Amina Karoma as Alyssa Helson, Marta De Silva as Georgie Baxter Phillips, Kareem Confley as Sir Charles Warren, Narlon Burgess as Priya Campbell, and Ant McGinley as Jonas Meisen. Jackie the Ripper was written by Joel Emery and directed by Adam Jarrell. This series was produced by Holy Smokes in association with Stack. For more information, follow at Jackie Ripper Pod on Twitter.
Jackie the Ripper is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we're way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.